Today is Thursday, March 11th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Oh my gosh, you guys. I literally did an entire... I don't even want to say this. I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. I did an entire Geeky Gay, and I got to the end. I was so happy. It came out really good. The stinger was in the right spot. I was able to do everything on my new mixer. It was wonderful. I loved it. And I was really happy with it. And I realized I wasn't recording because my SD card was not in the mixer. So, and then today was Throwing Down Day with Joe Batance. And I immediately had to start doing Throwing Down with Joe Batance, because I was doing my show right before our show. So now Throwing Down is over, and now I'm having to re-record and remember what I said. And I was talking about, I have all this stuff around me because I bought a new video mixer, a hardware video switcher. And I've been seeing a lot of good reviews about these on YouTube and the various channels that I watch. And, you know, and I know all of you are thinking, but Adam, you don't do anything video related. And you would be right. I don't. But I'm going to. I'm going to. I've dabbled with video. And you know, a couple of things. One thing is I may try to convince Daniel for us to do a video version of Mix Minus just for the live listeners, you know, who are listening live. We'll still do it on the Pride 48 stream, and we'll still do it in Discord and everything else like we do. But I want to do a video version where I can switch between my camera and his camera. And if we're, you know, if we're talking about anything that has visual, and he doesn't really like doing that because he says we can start kind of gearing towards video, but I want to do it and not gear towards video, but just so I can play with my equipment. That sounds funny. Otherwise, I'll also try to start doing something on YouTube, and I can use the live switcher and switch and record it at the same time. And then I don't have to do a bunch of editing, and then I could release it on YouTube. So, you know, who knows, but I always give myself a little gift when I get my bonus, and my bonus is coming soon. And so this was a gift to myself. So I have all these wires and everything all around me because I've been trying to set this up this afternoon. And then I had to do all this recording. So we have a couple of voicemails I wanted to play and that I did play in the previous one. So we're going to go ahead and play some voicemail. Let me just find what I played before. So we're going to start with Scotty, because I did find out that this was a voicemail for Geeky Gay. So we're going to go ahead and play that.
Adam, it's Scotty.
Hey, Scotty.
Butler. And it's Tuesday, the 9th of March. Where the hell are your shows? Like, I'm actually caught up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm noticing you are not recording any shows. What is going on?
I am.
I know you're going to interrupt me now with some pathetic excuse and reason about why you didn't record shows. Blah, blah, blah. But listen, if Big Fatty can record 5 shows a week without fail for like a decade, someone who is old, retired, has a slight case of dementia, is downtown, plus sense spends all his like spare minutes lying under a special chair, if he can do it, why can't you? Okay, so I look forward to a show tomorrow. Goodbye.
So I didn't interrupt you because just like when I go to Wendy's and someone says, hey, would you like to order the new big bacon beluga burger? And I feel like, you know, I feel pressured and I get mad at them because they've asked me to do something that maybe I want to do or didn't want to do. I feel the same way. So, so I didn't interrupt you, and yeah, I'm not going to give you an excuse either. I'm just going to say it's my right to do a show whenever I want to, and good for Fatty for doing his show 5 days a week without fail. I, you know, God bless Fatty. I'll do my show. He can do his. I took a vacation, which, you know, normally people get on their normal job. So had this been my job, you know, I would have taken a vacation. So there you go. But thank you for your call. I always appreciate it when you call in, and I'm looking forward to the next one. Okay, here is our next voicemail.
Adam, this is Dennis. I enjoy your podcast during the day while I'm working. My number, my cell phone number.
Oh, shoot. That was the one from before. There is a voicemail from Dennis. That was not it. Let's find the one. Oh my gosh. I'm looking. Okay, this is the one. Sorry, guys.
Hey, Adam, this is Dennis. I was one that called about the flat that gave you my number. Thank you for not playing my number on the air. And now I understand about the tire. I thought you were having to fill it daily.
No.
Anyways, I'm glad you had a nice time skiing. Hope nothing was broken. And I hope the weather's warming up for you, because today in Virginia, it's about 80 degrees and sunny. It's wonderful. Okay, have a great day. Chat later. Bye.
Thanks for the call, Dennis. No, I was not filling it up every day. I had to figure out how to use my compressor, and it wasn't working. The valve was open. I made a stupid mistake, and the compressor was actually letting air out of the tire instead of putting air in the tire. And so it was all me. But no, I checked it today and it looks fine. I didn't actually put the little gauge on it, so I don't know for sure. I just visually looked at it. But it looked okay to me. So anyway, thanks for the call. And part of your number slipped out on this one, but it's just an area code. So I think we're good. All right, we got one more voicemail, and we're going to go ahead. We had more than that, but that's all I'm going to play today. We have a few more voicemails, actually, and I love you guys calling in, so you should keep calling in. But we're just going to play one more, if I can find it, because let's see. This is the one. Here we go. Let's listen to this one.
Hey, Adam, this is Gary in Portland. Since you're going to talk about the ski lift, I'm going to go ahead and give you my ski lift stories. And anyway, I every time I went skiing, I was usually with a church group. And I always took lessons and I never really learned how to ski. One time on the ski instructor told me that I needed to just holding my skis and going down the slope backwards. Told me I needed to drink more than Baptist beer.
Wait, you were going backwards?
To loosen up. I go, no, that wouldn't help me. But the scariest ride that I've ever ridden is a ski lift. There's nothing between you and the ground below you, and there's nothing to hold you in that terror. That just scares the people do out of me. And one time...
The what?
And I usually fell off the... When I got off the ski lift, I usually fell. Well, one time I didn't fall off, and I was celebrating, and the people that were in the chair behind us were in our group, and they were laughing so hard they forgot to get off the ski lift, so they had to stop the dumb thing. And I don't know how they got them off there, but anyway, again, I was entertainment for the group every time we went skiing, because I just was a terrible skier. So anyway, I hope that'll get you started on your skiing week and whatever. Thank you for updating us on your adventures last week. Anyway, talk to you later. Thanks for the late update tonight. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for the call, Gary. Yeah, I I almost forgot to do my show yesterday. I'm telling you, I'm getting so forgetful, and I'm not even that old yet. But Mark and I wanted to play Pokemon, and when we got back, we ate dinner, and he put on a TV show, and when I was going to record as soon as that TV show went off, but we had two of them in the queue, and so the next one started playing, and I completely forgot that I hadn't recorded. But I started to come upstairs to the studio to get something, and Mark goes, "Oh, do you want me to pause it? I forgot that you were going to record." And I was like, "Oh my God, yeah, I was going to record." And he said, "Did you forget?" I said, "Yes." And he said, "Do you want me to pause it?" I said, "Yes." And so then I recorded. So, yeah. So back to the ski lift. So I was, you know, we should have gotten Mark lessons. And when you get lessons, they teach you how to get on the ski lift, how to get off the ski lift. You spend, you know, 30 minutes to an hour at least just on flat snow, just learning how to take your skis off and on and how to, you know, walk around and all that kind of stuff. And my stepdad gave him like 5 minutes and said, "Okay, guys, ready to get on the lift?" So Steve and I ski forward and we think Mark is with us and he's not. Well, we got to the line where you're waiting for the lift and we looked back and he was behind us, but it was too late. So Steve and I literally the chairlift was coming up behind us. We had to sit down. There was nothing we could do. So then Mark gets on the one behind us. Now, luckily, he gets on, he watches us, he's able to get on. He's all by himself, though, on this lift. And I was so nervous about him getting off the lift because they do not stop them. He's all by himself on this chair and we can't help him. And so we get off, and even I have a little bit of problems getting off this because it's been 10 years since I've been on a ski lift. And so I'm still trying to remember how to do everything. And I get off, though, but I get off a little bit too early and I have to kind of push myself forward, and it's fine, though. I didn't fall or anything like that. But then I'm watching Mark and there's not much I can do. Please, God, don't let him fall, you know, because I want him to have a good time. And everybody always falls when they're getting off the chairlift, especially the first time. And he falls. Not only does he fall. Now, I'm used to in Colorado when we would go, them being very nice and being very used to new skiers. And for some reason in Sun Valley, Idaho, they're not nice. And so this guy comes out of the thing and basically yells at Mark and I and tells us both that we got off the chairlift wrong. We need to wait longer and not get off so early and yada, yada, yada. And that was Mark's first experience getting off of a chair, and he fell. So then there was a little bit of a hill to get down to a little flatter area. And again, Mark has had 5 minutes worth of lessons at this point. He falls again. He falls again. He can't get up. We have to help him up. After about 20 minutes of him falling over and over and us helping him up, and he can't get up, and my stepdad is not doing a good job teaching him, he says to me, "I'm not having a good time. I don't want to do this anymore." And he got a ride back to the condo. So that was his day. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow with more of the story. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.